We are also this week following another big national story that is now kind of flying under the radar, but still ongoing and still extremely important, and that's the U.S. Census. Census Day is tomorrow, Wednesday, April 1st. So far, about 37% of Orange County households have responded already. That makes us the best in the state in terms of North Carolina's 100 counties, but North Carolina as a whole is a little bit below the national average, that according to numbers from Carolina Demography. Joined on the phone right now by County Commissioner Renee Price, who is one of the elected officials who's been spearheading the outreach effort for the U.S. Census for quite a few months now. And with the April 1st date approaching, of course, they are getting the word out even more. Commissioner Price, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
So, go for it.
Yeah. So tomorrow is the official census day, April 1st. It is April Fool's Day, but it is really our official census day. And I would just like to say that actually, according to the stats that I got this morning, Orange County has 38.7% response rate.
I think the Carolina Demography numbers were as of the 29th, so every day new numbers. That's really good. So how did those numbers compare to what projections were, what you were expecting for or hoping for at this time? I know we still got some time left to go before that April 1st date, and you can continue to respond to the census even after that April 1st date. So how did the numbers stack up to where you were hoping they'd be?
I'm actually surprised. To be honest with you, I'm unsure of what the stats looked like in decades past. But this is just the self-response rate. So, you know, this year is different because it's online. It's mostly online. And in the past, you know, people were going door to door. You got letters in the mail. You saw the census workers, the enumerators out and about. But, of course, with the online and with the COVID-19, we're all, I hope all of us are staying safe in our homes. And we don't, of course, have the enumerators, so we're probably doing pretty well under these circumstances. We do have a couple of areas where the response rate is very low, and that's up in the northern part of the county, the northwest portion, and then some areas west of Hillsboro and in Upland, and a couple of pockets down in the Chapel Hill area. And of course, we don't know at this point what it looks like for the campus, because you know most of our students are at home. There are some still there, but those that were living in dorms, they'll be counted separately. And some of the folks at UNC have done a fantastic job of continuing to message about filling out the census, especially if you live off campus. Those numbers will be coming in later.
Those couple of spots in Orange County that you mentioned, a lot of those are sort of rural parts of Orange County where internet service isn't as good. And I know taking a look at numbers kind of statewide, like a lot of the counties where the response rate is down are counties where you're not seeing really good internet service yet. And see, there's a lot of advantages to doing this online and having the option to do it online. Certainly now with COVID-19, it makes it easier to stay at home and do it. But that has been a challenge, not just locally, but all over the country. What is being done locally in Orange County to help folks who may not have Wi-Fi, who may not have that regular internet service?
Well, at this point, I can, if we're actually more concerned about the Wi-Fi for our students, you know, kids in school, you know, trying to do their virtual learning. We do have hotspots, and most of those, however, are rented out. But what we are trying to do is for those that do have, you know, internet, or even using your phone, you can fill the census out on your phone. And a lot of people, even if they don't have, you know, cable connections way out, they can use their phone. But at this point, you know, do the best you can for wherever you are. The deadline has been extended, so you can continue to respond until August 15th. And hopefully, I mean, I really hope that this the pandemic has peaked and is that we'll be on the other side of the mountain or the curve at that point. And then at some point, enumerators will be able to go out and start going door to door. Now, the Census Bureau has sent out, follow-up letters and postcards. And we will just continue to try to reach out, I think, as everyone has done, using social media, giving folks a phone call to please, fill out the census. And in some of these areas where we don't have the response rate, the Census Bureau will be sending out the paper forms, the paper questionnaire. So there's another strategy, so they will get that.
Speaking with County Commissioner Renee Price, and again, 2020census.gov for more information on the U.S. Census. That's the national website. You can go and get more information. And as Commissioner Price just mentioned, with COVID-19 kind of dominating everything and causing so many changes, they have extended that deadline out to August 15th. So you can continue to fill out that census even well after April 1st, after April 15th, well into the summer. So you still have quite a bit of time. Tell us about the importance of the census. I know this is a point that the local officials have really been trying to drive home. It's not just a legal requirement. It's extremely important for the community and the county and the state as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. A lot of the funding for our programs, for such as the child nutrition program, our free and reduced lunch programs at the schools, our senior centers, roads and highways, all that is dependent on the getting an accurate count, a complete and accurate count of who we are, where we live, our socioeconomic data, all that is dependent on that. In addition, we use the census numbers for election districts. So whether a school board, a county commissioner, or congressional, our state delegations, all those districts are dependent upon the census numbers. And North Carolina itself is subject to getting another congressional district with the increase in population. And so it's very important that we can document that increase in population and get the additional congressional seat so that our voices are heard.
And I mean, we've been talking about that possible additional seat on the U.S. congressional level, but I think you mentioned it in there, and it's just as important to think about the General Assembly, the State House and the State Senate, and the way that those districts are split up. We've had such a fight in the last 10 years, and that's on top of the fight in the previous decade and the one before about redistricting and how the lines are drawn, and the U.S. Census and our filling it out has everything to do with how those districts are drawn and whether we get the representation that we ought to be getting in the State House and the State Senate, as well as the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yes, and even our school districts, even mm-hmm. down to the school district level. Of course, we're one of few counties in the state that have multiple school districts, but specifically for Orange County, we need to know where people are. And even as we, for the school districts themselves, when they start drawing the lines for what children go to which schools, they need that information as well.
Speaking again with County Commissioner Renee Price, 2020census.gov for more information on the U.S. Census. Don't forget to fill it out. You can do that online now along with phone or mail. You can practice social distancing, physical distancing, any of those three ways. Do it all from the comfort of your own home. We're all looking for things to do to get us through the quarantining and the staying at home and all that. So this is a great way to do it, even though it only takes a few minutes to do. It's easy and convenient as well. Other things that people need to know about the census, the procedure, the importance of it, or anything else?
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, I just want to give out that website. You can go to my2020census.gov and you can fill out that form. All you need to know is your address. It is helpful if you have that letter of invitation to respond. It will give you a census ID, but I was able to go online without the ID and to fill out my census form. I did that already. If anyone has any issues with the census, they can call. There's a toll-free number, 1-844-330-2020, and there people can get assistance on filling out the census. There's, in addition to English, there are 12 other languages that where they can get when they call, they can get assistance. So That's about it. The other thing that I really think that I need to continue to drive home is that there is no citizenship question on the census form. The census information is kept confidential for 72 years, and it is the criminal act if any of the information is leaked. And when you do fill out the form, if you want to encourage someone to fill out the form, do that. But you're not supposed to actually fill out the form for anyone else in order to maintain a confidentiality. But again, there's plenty of help online by phone, and just fill it out. And we're trying our best to defray any of the fear. Mm-hmm. But there's always been fear with the government coming to your door. Yeah, we want to emphasize that there is no citizenship question on the census form, and all the information will remain confidential. You don't have to put your Social Security number on there, nothing like that.
Absolutely.
We just want to count you.
Yeah. And again, 2020census.gov for information about the census. As Commissioner Price mentioned, you can fill out the census online at my2020census.gov. If you have that code that came in the mail, that makes it a little bit easier. If you don't have it, that's fine. You can still do it there, and it is still easy and convenient no matter what. And the toll-free number, if you have questions, 844-330-2020. Again, 330-2020. Commissioner Renee Price, thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you for helping us push out this message. Thank you so much.